Good evening and welcome to our Thursday evening time of prayer together. Let's join together now and bring our needs before the Lord, whatever they might be. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Lord, we come before you tonight and thank you for keeping us through another week. We continue to pray that this coronavirus shall be defeated in our country, that you will lead the politicians in the right way to defeat this virus and to protect the population as a whole. Lord, we pray that it will be driven out and that very soon we shall be able to resume a more normal way of life. We do pray for those who are suffering at the moment in our assembly. We pray for George's daughter, Nikki, who has had to battle acute pain and discomfort for many years. Lord, grant her a deliverance from this condition. Oh Lord, let her know your healing touch. Let her know a release from pain and the restored ability to move about more freely and comfortably. Lord, we also bring before you Danielle, who is still in hospital under an induced coma and has now had heart surgery to mend damage to the cardiac system and still has much work to be done to heal other damage, including several broken bones, injuries to the head and face and so on. Lord, deliver Danielle and heal her, not only physically but also spiritually, Lord. Oh Lord, we thank you that you bring hope where, humanly speaking, there seems no hope. Lord, we lift her up before you. We also continue to pray for the current difficult situations for Jean and Tom, for Rose Owerhunt, for Rose Joy. Lord, supply every need, we pray. Be to them a very present help in their time of need. And Lord, we do bring before you the need of our church fellowship. We have tried to keep contact with each other over the past year and have had online praise, worship and the ministry of the Word of God. We praise you that we have been able to adapt, but we want to return to the biblical basis of meeting together in one place to pray, to praise and worship and to minister and to receive your Word, to move in the gifts of your Holy Spirit. Lord, we want to be together. Lord, we want to be together as the Holy Ghost. Lord, we want to be together as the Holy Spirit moves upon us, thus to worship. So, Lord, protect us. Keep us. Keep us in health and strength. Provide every need. Lord, guide us in what we must do every day. And, Lord Jesus, give us, your church, your body, the victory. Your word says you always cause us to triumph. And Lord, we know that we are on the victory side. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you hear and you answer prayer. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. And now, if you have those prayer requests to bring before the Lord, pray now. And when you have finished, then click on the closing prayer button to end the program. May the Lord bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Amen.